What China is hiding from the world will be a disaster for the United States and a total destabilizing of the US dollar. But hey, it's all part of the plan. More on the China plan in a minute. I'm going to show you the troubling new data, which no one is talking about, almost like they're willfully ignorant about the impending storm on the horizon. Just watch the mainstream media. You won't hear a peep about this. But first, we just had one of the worst economic weekends in decades. Inflation at an all-time high. All of those stimulus checks have dried up, leading to a nation with no capital and huge credit card debt. The credit card debt is out of control. Americans have no cash. The government thought that they could just spend like crazy, print money with no problems at all. It's total garbage. They wanted to pretend that money they created out of thin air would have no consequences, but of course, the great rub is that the average European and Americans right now who received stimulus monies will be the ones hurt the most when the music stops, not the rich. Now, it's the middle class and the poor who will feel the bulk of the problems. They never accept responsibility for their spending. The Biden administration literally trying to blame the fact that you paid 20 to 25% more for your Thanksgiving meal on Vladimir Putin, just like Putin's price hike.
The price of turkey jumped more than 20% from last year, but check out how the Department of Agriculture is spinning things, writing in a memo that Russia's war on Ukraine and drought across the United States are pushing up the price of Thanksgiving staples.
The U.S. has a lot of debt. I mean, so much so that it would make your head spin. Now, as far as countries go, China's numero uno, the number one buyer of American debt, and has been for years. So when someone says America is in debt to China, they're not kidding. It's not just a talking point. Now, anytime the United States needs to print fake U.S. dollars for stimulus checks or buying more tanks to send to Ukraine, we sell treasury bonds. And China and large banks buy them up. So China owned tens of billions of dollars of U.S. treasuries until recently. And then something started to happen. Take a look at this chart. China is unloading massive amounts of U.S. dollars, just like Russia. China has sold $121 billion in U.S. debt between the end of February of this year to September, and it's growing larger. And then something mysterious happened. Reports that someone or something in this same period of time started buying an equivalent amount of gold and silver. Now look at the green bar on your screen. Now this is at the end of the chart. Stare at that green bar. Some mystery buyer is buying billions of dollars in gold. Huh. Who could it be? Well, it turns out it's China. Yes, in fact, they are. And a part of that comes from Russia. According to Finbold News, they cite Chinese customs officials who said Chinese imports of gold from Russia skyrocketed in July. They reported a more than eight-fold increase in the month, with approximately 50 times the amount of gold arriving from China compared to the previous year. Now, buying huge amounts of Russian gold and gold from other sources, also buying silver. But silver is very hard to buy right now because there's a shortage. According to the Comdex numbers, right now silver is running out because of the demand. So it's hard to find. So now on the surface, this might not sound like much. You know, why would China want so much gold? Why would they want all these precious minerals? Well, what does this do to the US dollar? Well, if the US can't find buyers for its money printing machine, then you create economic havoc in the United States.
China has recently invited Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran, Egypt, and several other countries to join BRICS, a growing world alliance led by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. While some are reporting that BRICS is somehow challenging the globalists, this is demonstrably false. The original concept for BRICS was proposed by the chief economist for Goldman Sachs. BRICS's new development bank is staffed by known players of the IMF and World Bank. And BRICS has repeatedly affirmed their commitment to the United Nations Agenda 2030. Aside from Brazil's President Bolsonaro, all of BRICS nation states have pushed the COVID-19 lockdowns and experimental shots. And China recently announced 5 more years of their brutal zero COVID lockdowns. BRICS is also pushing a digital currency and has launched a vaccine research and development center for member states. BRICS is clearly not anti-globalist. Even the CCP's state-run media explains how BRICS now leads the globalization mission. but they are all turning against the United States and its allies. Xi Jinping accused the U.S. of weaponizing the financial system, with their sanctions against Russia, which has caused the average person to suffer worldwide. And Vladimir Putin suggested that BRICS could provide a new world reserve currency. At the recent St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin blamed the West for disrupting the international economy and announced that NATO's unipolar world order is over. In just 3 months, Russia has managed to reverse inflation and has increased their financial surplus to more than 4 times it was last year. Russia is now thriving, and Putin announced that their international priority is to increase food deliveries to countries that need it the most. They are pouring billions into their farming communities, raised the minimum wage by 10%, and provided more money to pensioners and families with children. He also criticized the West for choosing an economic suicidal path and having suicidal intentions, which seems to be the only explanation for what the Biden administration is doing. They have deliberately cut off our fuel, which will cut off our food, and they are pushing the deadly shots for every single healthy child in America. They have opened our borders and are pushing for a world war with a thriving nuclear power, while destroying our military from within. The Biden administration's plan is clear: destroy America from within. And they have amassed an army of the miserable through mass psychosis, an army of ugly, insane, sexually obsessed deviants who want abortion on demand and acceptance for pedophiles. Psychotics who castrate their own children because it's trendy, and mindless drones who believe the human race needs to die. At what point will Americans begin to care enough to work together and do something? When the nuclear bombs start falling? America is being mass murdered by our own federal government, and the emerging new globalized economy will let it happen. Unless Americans take back control of their own government, America will soon end. That's the plan being executed.
Imagine a world where you can't buy anything without permission, where every daily choice you make is monitored and logged into a database controlled by the leaders of your nation. A world where you could be forced to buy the things your government wants, or blocked from purchasing the things it doesn't. A world where your money may no longer be a tool of personal freedom, and instead one that could be used to control your every decision, action, and move. Well, that world may be closer than you think. In fact, in many ways, it's already here. Welcome to our 100th video. And to mark this milestone, we're covering something that could be the most impactful change in the way that money operates in human history. And without being too dramatic, this will change our lives forever. Now, this is the central bank digital currency, otherwise known as CBDCs, and it's going everywhere, to the UK, US, Australia, Canada, and everywhere in between. Yes, we've covered this topic before. However, there has been so much change in the world of CBDCs that we thought it was important to bring this information to you again and get you up to speed. Now, if what you hear in this video does make you a little worried, it is important to share it. So whether that's a simple like or sharing it with others, it's going to be very, very helpful. So let's get into things and let's talk about how together we may be able to stop this from happening. This is Sigrid Kaag, the current finance minister of the Netherlands. On the 26th of October, her party submitted a new set of laws to Dutch Parliament, a bill that she says has been designed to stop illegal money laundering, but that many argue also infringes on personal privacy. The laws would require that all banks in the country be forced to track and keep records of any transactions above 100 euros, a limit that right now is set at 10,000 euros or more. This would give the Dutch government access to an incredible amount of personal data on its citizens, data it would be able to access at any time without any kind of warrant. Across the Atlantic, Joe Biden's government is seeking similar new laws in the US that would drop the bank reporting limit from $10,000 down to just $600. This has drawn criticism and has been called a massive search warrant without a warrant. However, US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen brushed aside these concerns, suggesting that Americans have nothing to worry about, saying that the collection of this new data is nothing more than a few pieces of information about individual bank accounts. So this does raise a few questions. If it's just a few small pieces of information, why does the government want it at all? But anyway, what if the government didn't just have access to your transactions over a certain limit and they had access to everything all the time? Well, this is where CBDCs come in. A central bank digital currency is a new form of digital money. It's like cryptocurrency, but whereas crypto is decentralized and private, CBDCs are exactly the opposite. A CBDC would be completely owned and controlled by your government. They would hold your wallet, your money, and have access to all your financial data, including information on every transaction in your daily life. It would also make banks obsolete, as your account and wallet could be held by your government. Only a couple of years ago, CBDCs were considered hypothetical, but that is no longer the case. Just last week, the Federal Reserve launched a 12-week trial of its own CBDC, a trial supported by financial institutions like MasterCard, Citibank, HSBC, and Wells Fargo. But the US definitely isn't alone in creating a CBDC. They've been fully launched in 11 countries already. And according to the Atlantic Council's tracker, 112 nations around the world are at some stage of implementing a CBDC, including Australia, India, Canada, and Brazil, nations that account for more than 95% of the world's total GDP. In other words, a CBDC will be coming your way very, very soon. But there has to be some sort of an upside to CBDCs, right? Well, according to your government, there absolutely is. And it seems that they're all reading from the same script, because no matter where you look, it seems that they are saying the same thing. Rishi Sunak is the new Prime Minister of the UK, but in his previous role as Finance Minister, he said CBDCs would be a safe and secure form of new money, and one that would foster inclusion. The US Federal Reserve says a CBDC would be the safest form of money available and offer an improvement on safety when compared to the current monetary system. The International Monetary Fund also says CBDCs would be more secure than traditional money and offer more safety due to not being as volatile as currently available cryptocurrencies. And the World Economic Forum believes that CBDCs will help promote financial inclusion around the world, as well as providing more safety and security by cutting down on financial crime. But the thing is, not everyone is so optimistic about CBDCs, with an article by Forbes summing up many people's concerns in a single headline, stating very simply, central bank digital currencies are about control. In a moment, I'm going to cover off a few more hypothetical scenarios of how a CBDC could be used as a tool for control. But first, I want to know what you think. Do you think that CBDCs are a great thing for safety, security, and inclusion, or do you have other views? Let me know down below. A CBDC would allow your government to track almost everything you do, what you buy, when you buy it, and who you buy it from.
The head of the Bank for International Settlements is one Augustin Carstens. This is a direct quote from him about the difference between cash and central banking digital currencies. This is what he said. And this man is the head of the Bank for International Settlements. He said,
"The key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also we will have the technology to enforce that."
The central bank will have absolute control, surprise, surprise, absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability, and we will have the technology to enforce that. So they're looking for absolute control. I often say when people say something, believe them.
Catherine Austin Fitz, I have a question for you, ma'am. These central bank digital currencies, how do they work?
So it's a digital currency and an all digital system that can be controlled centrally. So, for example, we saw during COVID-19, there were rules saying you couldn't travel more than a certain amount of miles from your house, right? So there's certain behaviors you couldn't do. This is a digital system where the central bankers, in very centralized ways, can make rules about what you can and cannot do with your money, and they can enforce the rules with total surveillance.
If people were to read Executive Order 14067, what kind of things are they going to find within Biden's Executive Order 14067?
So they're not going to understand what CBDCs are by reading the executive order.
Okay.
So I would recommend that everybody go to Soleri.com, and there's a section on the homepage called Cash Every Day. And if you click on it, there are a series of videos that will explain to you in very short order. The first one is a 56-second video from Augustine Karstens, the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, who will explain to you in 56 seconds exactly how CBDCs will work.
We tend to establish the equivalence with cash, and there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who's using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the US dollar, and my concern is, it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble, because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. You know, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold
actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't wait. Don't keep putting off decisions that you know you must make.